Homes exterior. The Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters for repairs or gutters for the entire house. Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. The blessing model. AI. Another thing about the blessing model, it represents man's interests, my gift, my talent, me and mine. Sound like the devil. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit in the sides of the Lord. I will be like the most. I. If you can deal with I, everything else will fall in place. It'll be easy to serve God. It'll be easy to serve your brother and sister. It'll be easy to esteem others when you're not egotistical. Knowledge puffs up. But when you really love people, it edifies. And see, some things you can only overcome with good. You can't overcome it with evil. You can't overcome it with jealousy. You can't overcome it with strife. You can't overcome it with comparison and emulation. You got to overcome it with love. You got to humble yourself. Look at somebody and tell them, humble yourself. Come on, tell them, humble your bad self. It represents man's interest. Achan, outside of the corporate anointing, God said, everything in Jericho belongs to me. Why was that? God is a God of first fruit. One tree in the garden, he said, don't touch. The first city crossing Jordan was Jericho. He said, everything in Jericho belongs to me. All the rest of the cities, you take all the spoil. Achan had his own interests in mind, and so he took from there. And when they went to Ai, they were defeated. Number six, the blessing model represents a hindrance to possession. Yeah, we had fun. We sweated up. We lathered up some sweat, praising God and that. And then go out fussing with your wife, cursing your children, cheating folk in business deals, still telling little white lies. Nothing changed. That's the blessing model. Look at the stones there. They're just heaped. No order. But see, God is a God of order. The Corinthian church was like this. They were the most gifted church in the New Testament, but the most sinful. So sinful that a young man had his father's wife up in the church. And Paul said, you hadn't mourned. You should have kicked him out. The seventh thing that the blessing model shuts the door to your promised land. The door is shut. They'll die in the wilderness. They'll never come into the place of maturity or destiny or inheritance. They'll be blessed because we're God's people. But as far as being built, as far as crossing over, receiving inheritance, you see, Abraham had Ishmael, the sons of Keturah, which was his second wife, Isaac, and 318 trained servants in his household. Those 318 defeated five kings. They were some bad dudes. But when it came down to inheritance, he blessed Ishmael, the sons of Keturah, and the 318 in his household, but he gave inheritance to Isaac, the son of his covenant. You can only receive covenant through the building model. Legacy happens through the building model. All of these wonderful things that God has promised us, inheritance, all those things flow through the building model. It's absent from here. Another thing about the blessing model meets only temporal needs, temporary fixes, only temporary. Nothing lasts. Same one that was at the altar last week will be at the altar this week. The same one going up the rough side of the mountain last week will be going up the rough side of the mountain this week. The same one say the devil busy last week is going to say the devil busy last week, this week too. The devil always going to be busy because it's the blessing model. Just meets temporary needs. Another thing about the blessing model is it only captures enjoyment in the present. That's one thing about the saints. There must be the development of capacity so that you can handle things, adversity, without getting down and out, without getting angry and violent, contrary, blaming everybody. But you can humble yourself and go through. Say amen real loud. See, we don't really like saying amen and stuff like that. If I don't say amen, no, it means you too, whether you say amen or not. AI is enjoyment in the present. Another thing is it deals with immediate provisions that are available, just for the moment. It's not thinking long term, it's thinking for the moment. You know, people sometimes are angry when they can't see far. I use the example of a little boy looking through that peephole, looking at the parade. He's looking through a fence, a peephole. He can only see what's in front of him. So when the lions roar in front of him, he jumps back afraid. When the clowns are going, he's laughing because the clowns are, you know, being funny. But then someone comes and lifts him up to see over the fence so he can see the big picture. Now he can enjoy and take it all in and not just react to what's in front of him. See, that's how people do. Someone say something sharp to you and you react right away. You're not seeing the big picture. You lack understanding. See, knowledge will fill the house. Wisdom will build the house. But understanding establishes the house. And we need to establish the house. A dwelling place for God where he can dwell there so that when others come in, immediately coming into the parking lot or coming into the territory, they sense a presence. If you've ever been over to Israel, and I was fortunate enough to travel twice there, you know, I used to think, what's going to be so special about this? But, you know, after looking at it in hindsight, there is, it's like God left a footprint there. I mean, anywhere that God in the flesh walked, you know, there are portals. Heaven is a portal. Even though they're Judaizers and not all Christian in that, something God left there. And there are open heaven over cities where God's people are. But not God's people like this, but God's people like this. Okay? So immediate provisions available. AI, the blessing model, is always about individual potentials, callings, and gifts. My gift. When do I get my turn? You don't want to sing because it ain't your turn. Why Sister So-and-so get to sing that song? That's my song. Did you write it? You understand? It's all about individual potentials, callings, and gifts. Somebody say primary assignment. I love touching on this story because as I studied this, God shifted me on my understanding of it. When Peter stepped out of the boat, we always talk about how great faith. He didn't have great faith. He had faith maybe a couple steps. But when I say primary assignment, I want you to see it this way. Flip the script on it. The commandment that Jesus gave them was to get in the boat and go over to the other side. The Lord had spoken. He went up in the mountain to pray, and about the fourth watch of the night, he saw the storm was raging. They were having trouble. Came walking on the sea. Peter, he said, "Be not afraid, it is I." Peter said, "Lord, if that be you, bid me come." Now, all the other disciples are still in the primary assignment, in the boat, and they're bailing. You know, they're keeping the boat afloat. You know, think about the wind blowing and the sail and the high waves and all that. It wasn't no little shower. It was a storm. And Peter, instead of being involved with the primary assignment, wants an experience. "Is it you, Lord? Bid me come." Well, Jesus had no choice but to say, "Come." It was him. He got to put him on lock. He said, "Come, come." He said, "Come on. I already know what's going to happen here." So Peter leaves the primary assignment. Now just think. They're bailing. They're staying with the primary assignment to get to the other side, working this thing overtime, trusting God, believing God in the midst of the storm. And Peter steps out for an experience. Takes two steps and realizes he don't have what it takes. Realizes he's left his primary assignment. And when he starts to sink, he screams, and Jesus grabs him. And where does he take him? Back to the primary assignment. "Get your behind back in the boat." And once he's back in the boat, immediately they're at the other side. That's a miracle. Immediately. See, once things were brought back into order, shoop, right to the other side. When things are all out of order, you're going to sink. All kind of stuff happens. But individual potentials and calling. And then the last thing about the blessing model is it's people-centered. I'm thankful to God that he's given me a measure of boldness to say stupid stuff. You know, to say stuff people don't like, but in the long run will help people. To say what I believe the heart of God is and not be afraid of people's faces or their scowls or their persecution. See, what God does as he builds, as he prepares these blocks, he'll send you through things to give you a soft heart but a tough hide. Your spiritual hands will be all calloused, but your heart will be soft. See, we don't want the opposite, soft hands and callous heart. So he has to give you a measure of boldness, a measure of courage, so that you can build people. See, iron has to sharpen iron. Have you ever, you've been in places where they have these grinders, and guess what? You see a lot of sparks. Matter of fact, you need to put on a mask. And sometimes them sparks going, they burn you. Ouch.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.